Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is AWOD on the Road presented by Cowan Gates here live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off, as we'll be talking Hokies and Hoos this week on the show, running the full-court press, getting you ready for college basketball season, which is just about 3 weeks away. But it's a Victory Monday, and it's 1 p.m., which means we open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you, 833-804-0910, here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So Washington gets the win 27-20. Just a complete turnaround there in the second quarter, halfway through there, and blanking the Chargers throughout the rest of the game. Just terrific stuff from Washington. It feels so good to get our first road win of the season, and especially with the way that game was playing out in that first quarter. I mean, I was starting to prepare for a bit of a misery Monday, but as I sit here today on a Monday, October 6th at 1 p.m., I could not be happier. Let's revisit our keys to victory and pathway to success. Key number one, right? That was the key to the car on the road. You got to drive the football. And I asked for 150 yards of rushing offense and 34 or more from Jaden Daniels. We did it. Let's get a ding from that one, Stub. I mean, we did it. 150 yards on the ground. Done. Easy, too, with the way Bill was running the ball, and Jaden got over 34. This was a team that just controlled the line of scrimmage in the second quarter on and ran all over them. It was awesome to see them get that first key to victory. Number two, the key to their house was to not beat yourself. Less penalties than the Chargers. We did end up having less penalties for the Chargers for the game. 10 for LA, 7 for Washington, and that was the game, especially when you consider, all right, we had given up a field goal to the Chargers. Then we had that dumb penalty, and they convert, make it a touchdown. 3 points off the board, 7 comes on because of a dumb mistake. So bad. And then they actually make a mistake that was even worse, roughing the kicker, roughing Tress Way, giving us an automatic first down on a punt that Ladd McConkey ends up returning for a touchdown, jumping over Tress Way. It doesn't matter. It came back. Washington kept the ball and then got momentum from there on with that big pass to Luke McCaffrey. That was terrible in terms of L.A. roughing the kicker there. That changed the game. So, yeah, we got that key, and it was absolutely a key that we needed to win that game and to continue to limit their mistakes. The third key to victory was to win the turnover battle, and with Mikey Sainristil's interception, they did just that, winning the turnover battle 3-1, especially when you consider the fourth down stop that they had in the game as well. But Mikey's interception was the moment it felt like, ball game. I was really worried with how they were driving. The Chargers were kind of carving up our zone. Herbert had really started to hit his man Keenan Allen. But the bend but don't break defense finally worked. Great tipped pass by Johnny Newton. Mikey Sanders still picks it off, catches it. Perfect plate to win type moment right there, and that absolutely felt like it won them the game and the turnover battle as they collected the final key. The pathway to success was no missed field goals. Hell yeah. Matt Gay kicks for straight, 2 for 2, made it from 36, and also made all of his extra points. Jaden Daniels was to take less sacks than Justin Herbert, part of the pathway to success. He took just one. Herbert, 4 times the Commanders took him down. Dorrance Armstrong got him. Von Miller got him. Bobby Wagner, some good pressure up the middle. And then the last pathway to success was to create an explosive play in the first half, to get the ball moving and to get rid of Jaden's rust. And it was like I saw this coming. Now, I wish it came much earlier in the game, perhaps even the first quarter or the first drive. But it happened during the 2-minute drive with Jaden's deep bomb to Luke McCaffrey. That was the play that it felt like knocked the rust off of him and truly got him going. Right? I mean, he connects with Luke, and it was like, boom, all of a sudden, we've got the rookie of the year back. Game balls, you start with Bill. You have to start with Bill. I mean, you can't give it to anybody else before giving it to Bill, who has been a playmaker, a tackle breaker, and a great running back out of shotgun, right? That's what they liked him more than Brian Robinson Jr., but just a terrific game from the rookie running back. I'm really starting to love his vision, his ability to cut back, break tackles. But I think the thing that I'm loving most about him, which was missed in this offense last year, was the ability to sniff out the end zone and break it outside. I just felt like Brian Robinson, even at his best, was going north, south. He rarely ever broke it outside. He had a couple of big runs in his career, like one against Tennessee last year. But Bill has already had, you know, 3 or 4 of those explosive-type runs, and it does feel like when we get to the red zone, if you have too many guys in the box, he'll just count them out and then beat you to the corner, to the pylon. Bill gets the first game ball. I'm going to give one more on the offensive side of the ball before we move to the defensive side, and that's going to be Deebo Samuel. Terrific catch there towards the end of the game to seal it in the fourth quarter with a touchdown pass from Jaden Daniels. But 8 catches for 96 yards. And, you know, some of those were just screen passes that he catches it 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he's able to hit 5 or 6 yards. And I think that does so much for this offense in particular. It is an extension of the run game. It sets them up in second and medium or second and short situations, which really does open up the offense entirely for Cliff Kingsbury to call whatever he wants. And it's one of those plays in which Jaden can just relax, right? We talked about this last year. We needed more of Jaden being able to just turn the ball, turn around and hand the ball into someone's gut and let them go off. Well, this year, at times, it's been Jaden just snapping it and throwing a screen pass to Deebo Samuel and letting him take off, doing what De'Ami Brown and a little bit of what Omadi Zaccheaus did for Washington yesterday. So I do think Deebo definitely deserves a game ball. He's just been such a weapon, a legit number one, and I cannot wait to see what Debo's like when we get Terry McLaurin back as well. John Keim told the Sports Junkies earlier today he thinks there's a chance that Terry McLaurin is back, that he has looked good kind of walking around the building as he gets back to his form following that injury, you know, that was a couple weeks ago. A key thing was that they did not put him on IR, and I think that was the hint that they thought that this injury was not going to be a full month long, but maybe a 2 to a 3 week thing. Game ball on the defensive side of the ball, I have to give it to Dorrance Armstrong. He's been one of the unsung heroes of the season. I kind of feel like the reason he deserves so much credit is he is beating his one-on-one matchup almost every single time. And he's forcing a double team. And he's forcing a defense to shift. And he has brought the pressure. 2 tackles for loss. 2 sacks as well. Just kind of living in that backfield. And this team needed a guy that they could count on to kind of lead the defense in sacks this year, with Dante Fowler Jr. Getting paid to move to the Dallas Cowboys in the offseason. And here we are 5 weeks into the season, and Dorrance Armstrong has 5 sacks, which has him second in the National Football League towards the top of Sac Mountain. How about that? The 28-year-old fourth-round pick for Dallas out of Kansas came with Dan Quinn to Washington. He wanted to play in that Dan Quinn defense, and we have seen him rise to the occasion. Last, I'm going to give a game ball to a coach here. And, you know, Dan Quinn, I thought, had a good halftime speech. You have to give him credit for that, right? I mean, they came out fired up in the halftime. Even they brought it up on the broadcast that you could hear him screaming in the hallway. He was kind of demanding perfection from his guys, and he really did get that. I thought Joe Witt Jr. had a good defensive game plan in the second half. They brought a lot more pressure, and they got home, and it forced Justin Herbert off of his spot. He went from, you know, what looked like a Pro Bowl quarterback in the first half to a guy that was just getting beat up and could not move the football down the field. But my game ball in terms of the coaching staff is Cliff Kingsbury, because I felt like his back was against the wall in this game, down 10-0 again, right, on the road. Another slow start. The third time this year that they have gone 3-and-out to start a game on the road. That's just the opposite of a recipe for success. And yet, with his back against the wall and the offense had done nothing, down 10-0, and they absolutely need it, I just thought you got great play call after great play call. And even when Javon missed receivers, like, they were open all drive long. He missed an open Jalen Lane there on a great play-action play by Cliff Kingsbury. I thought the runs were super creative, right? He set up the direct snap by having Debo in the backfield, by having Ja'Cory Kruski-Merritt motion before the snap, and then went back to it on that drive and ended up using it successfully. They moved the ball in this game with the same intensity that they moved the ball in the Detroit game last year on the road. Like, I really hope that that's the beginning of something special, and this game right here is the beginning of a long win streak, because that was the first time this season that I felt like we hit our strides like we did at the end of last season when we won in Detroit in the divisional championship game. That's the offense that I expected to see starting week one against the New York Giants. Maybe we credit the Giants defense, the Packers defense, and the defenses we've played so far this season, but against LA, a beat-up team there on the offensive line, our defense gave Jaden more opportunities, and they made the most of it. Cliff Kingsbury, you deserve a game ball for sure. Hail to the home team. Washington stays above 500 now with a 3-2 record following a 27-10 win over the LA Chargers. We got a lot still to get to on the show today, including my 10 takeaways. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it is AWOD on the road, live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off. Ball is life, and we will take you with us here on the fast break as we will sit down with Virginia Tech women's basketball coach Megan Duffy, Carly Wenzel, and Karis Baker coming up in the next 15 minutes. But right now it's time for some Commanders comments. We want to hear from you, fans of the football team in the nation's capital. 833-804-0910. Call AWOD, 833-804-0910. I mean, you got the big three on offense, Jaden Daniels, Debo Samuel, and your rookie seventh-round pick, Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Bill, back in there at running back. And then defense, I mean, I think your big three is right now Dorrance Armstrong, Mikey Sainristil still, and maybe still Bobby Wagner with how good he is on these blitzes up the middle. What was your reaction when the Commanders were down 10-0 and had their backs against the wall? Did you expect 27 unanswered points? 833-804-0910. Let's go out to the phone lines. You can tweet us your thoughts as well at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We've got Kevin in Richmond. What's up, Kevin? You're on the fan.
Hey, AWOD. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Victory Monday. How good does that feel?
It's amazing. I can't believe it. I definitely was one of those Commanders fans who wins the game kind of doom and gloom for no reason. Although we hadn't seen Jaden in like 3 weeks, it's just like it felt bad, and then the first quarter made my feelings feel right up until it changed.
Yeah, I mean, is it just, hey, we got lucky with a turnover, a mistake by the Chargers, and took all the momentum, and then we didn't give it back? Like, we needed something to go our way. It felt like the last few road games, nothing had gone our way. You kind of get a lucky bounce on the fumble by Quentin Johnson, and then boom, the rookie of the year was back to his old self again.
I think that's true. I also think that we had some unlucky bounces on our own self. Like, if Mikey Sanderson doesn't go offsides on that first, you know, field goal, it's like you could argue the Chargers don't even score a touchdown all game, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so there's weird breaks back and forth. It's an NFL game, but I think, like, as soon as like Jaden changed out of his cleats, he became like himself again. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like he came home and one of his high school buddies were like, dude, can you wear these pink sneakers? They're looking great on TV. And they look great on TV, but he couldn't perform in them. He makes the change, and all of a sudden, he was back to himself. I believe Debo Samuel changed his shoes again, and then he ended up with a really great game and a clutch touchdown grab. Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was impressive. Did you change your stance on this defense after that game with three shutout quarters?
I did a little bit. I think, you know, everybody wants to make excuses that the Chargers offensive line was completely hurt. You know, Joe Alt was out. I mean, I think Slater kind of was in, like, who's out of concussion protocol, wasn't in the whole game. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, you still got Herbert, who people were talking about could have been the MVP after the first 3 weeks, only throws for, like, what, 160 yards in one touchdown? I mean, like, I think our defense definitely stepped up on the road, for sure.
Yeah. No, I think you got to give the defense some credit, and they got the turnovers that we've been all asking for. Mikey Sainristil with the game-winning interception there late in that one, and then the offense. Complimentary football, right? A 99-yard drive to the house. Which of the coaches are you giving the most credit for with this win, 27-10?
I think it's got to be Cliff. I just, some of those design plays, it just was like he's just in his bag again. You know, like a screen to Debo, I felt like was going to be blown up, but somehow it still works. You know what I mean? I mean, they're designing runs for Bill to just, I mean, Bill's doing most of the work, but I just feel like Cliff is in his bag, and like 27 points on the road is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's good enough to win every week. It should have been good enough to win the previous week, but the defense could not get a stop. Kevin, I appreciate you chiming in, and I think you're right. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury's game plan was terrific, especially loved that direct snap to Bill. Let's go behind the glass. We've got Jeremy helping out with production, Stubb on the run, ones and twos. What's your big Commander's comment here on a Victory Monday?
We're back. Jane's back. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. After that second three and out, the second punt from our team, I had to go on a walk. I had to go get a cherry Slurpee, feel better. I was listening on the radio. We got that forced fumble, and we were back in from that. I was fully ready to be like, this game's over, the season's over, we're done. And man, I am more confident than any point in the offseason that we're back.
I love that move. I mean, Terry McLaurin's been seen at the local Ashburn 7-Eleven getting a Slurpee before. Jeremy, what was your biggest takeaway?
Bill's here. He's arrived. I mean, four touchdowns already on the season, two more yesterday over 100 yards. He's ready to go, and we found a running back over in Washington.
Yeah, and I think my biggest takeaway is those Adam Peters haters. Where are those guys at, right? I put him on a pedestal because all the conversations were, oh, he's the next big thing, and he came in here, and all right, he drafted Jaden Daniels. Everybody can do that. But now the second-year guys are all stepping up. Johnny Newton, great to see him. Luke McCaffrey, big catch. Mikey Sainer still. Like, all the second-year guys made big plays. Even a couple of rookies, right? I mean, a seventh-round pick leading the NFL right now in yards per carry. It is unfreaking believable. That game had Adam Peters stamp all over it. I think that was certainly my biggest takeaway. What are some comments you guys are seeing online? Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Stubb, I'm seeing a lot of people all just like you. With Jaden back, anything is possible.
You look through all of the people, like Grant Danny, all the junkies on their Twitter. Everyone was like, it's over, it's over. This is the worst team. Our defense sucks. And then you look at and it's, oh, we're back. We're back. Like, Jaden is the best. He's a top five quarterback. He's the greatest thing in the world. We'll win every game with him. That's been the consensus opinion I'm seeing.
Yeah, Johnny Newton earned more playing time and, you know, ended up showing up in two big plays in that game there. That was terrific because it just felt like he had kind of fallen off this year. The offensive line, I thought, did a really good job. And then, of course, like Deebo Samuel just making play after play after play. Fourth down. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I was puzzled why they went for it there. I think that's because of the trend of so many blocked field goals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like if you go up by 13, it doesn't really matter that much versus 10 at that point in the game. I don't know. Maybe they were happy with the team. They're like, you know, let's just go for it. It doesn't really matter either way. Let's get spirits even higher going out into next week. And I probably did. That's probably a great boost going into Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, they just had the ultimate play call lined up. It didn't matter what the defense did there. Deebo crosses the field. Jaden with a perfect, you know, drop it into a bucket catch there. And, you know, they did. They did successfully recreate the magic of that trip from Cincinnati to Arizona. I mean, the deep pass to Luke reminded me of the Cincinnati game. Part of the dominance on the ground reminded me of the Arizona game. And the trend continues of Jaden Daniels 15-3 when he runs for 34 or more yards. It's as simple as that. Get him going on the ground, and it opens things up for everybody. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Anything else you wanted to comment on, guys?
Amos. Dude, Trey Amos, he's been great every week. There was one game, I think the Packers, it wasn't his best. But, I mean, as a rookie cornerback, I think he has stepped up in this league. I love that we have him and Mikey back there.
Yeah, you know, you certainly need him with Marshawn Lattimore not being a guy that we can really trust on. Here's PFF's highest graded Commanders from week 5. Jaden leads the way. Deebo Samuel right behind him. How about Von Miller being third? And we had called for this to be a Von Miller game all week long. Like that caller said, look, the Chargers' offensive line was beat up. And you can either take advantage of that or not. And we did take advantage of it with our sacks, with our pressure into the face of Justin Herbert. Pretty good stopping the run as well. Your other two graded, highest graded Commanders were Johnny Newton and Dorrance Armstrong. And I just really believe that Armstrong has been our best defensive player all season long. We got a lot still to come to get to here on the show today. It is a Victory Monday, and it's AWOD on the road live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are presented by Cowan Gates here at the ACC tip-off, and we will put the full court press on the Hokies when we return. We will sit down with Coach Megan Duffy and then Carly Wenzel and Karis Baker. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies, and we are live from Radio Row here in Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC tip-off, and we are joined now by Virginia Tech women's basketball coach, Coach Megan Duffy. What's going on, Coach?
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
What are you looking forward to most about year two?
I mean, there's just such a just different comfort level year one to year two. You just know the ropes a little better, you know, from understanding the league. You know, all our returning players, we have a much better relationship because we've been in the fire together. And then just understanding our fan base. They're so supportive of women's basketball. I'm just so very proud to be the leader here.
Is there an off season anymore in basketball?
No, there's really no off season. It's just you have different duties and different times of year. I mean, we used to have May and August that was a little more chill, and now you're talking portal time and retaining your roster. You go right into recruiting with all the high school players and AAU moments, and then you're back shaping your team on campus in the summer. So there's not a lot of time. You got to have pockets of you know, just making sure you're getting your energy and recovery. But yeah, it's a 24/7 job.
Is that frustrating, or do you enjoy that work in the off season?
No, I love it. I mean, I think it can be frustrating for some coaches, and you see some different dynamics going on in college athletics. But for me, I got a whole lot of energy. I'm excited to be building this program, and you know, I don't mind the challenges that face us every day.
So last year you finished eighth in the ACC, one of the last teams held out of the NCAA tournament. How much has that motivated you this offseason?
You know, like for my first year, we were just trying to lay a foundation. We didn't know where we were going to be in the standings, what the end of the season was going to look like. But what's been incredible is just the growth of our returning players. We were able to also go out and get some new players from the transfer portal, and then we have four freshmen. So there's just a comfort level of building this the right way. Obviously, we were very disappointed with that call and that selection, you know, show. But the fact that we were in position to do it, I think it gives us great momentum.
How is this program starting to resemble what you envisioned when you took over?
You know, I think it's getting there. I think it's a step-by-step process. I think you always have to be ready to adapt with the changing times, meaning your roster could look different. You might have a vision of how it should look, and, you know, things change. So you have to be very adaptable. You have to be ready to pivot. But I like the mindset about our team. I like their work ethic. I like their attitude toward each other. And I think we got some good ingredients in place.
Joined by Virginia Tech women's basketball coach, Coach Duffy. And women's basketball at Virginia Tech was certainly on the rise before you got here. How do you keep lifting it forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we celebrate our fans. They're the ones that are driving us in a lot of ways. And, you know, so we're trying to put just great people in front of them, that they have a product to cheer for. You know, my job is to keep this at a high level. And obviously with the changing times, when coaching changes happen, like, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You could lose your whole roster. You could keep half of it. It's almost in some ways like starting over from scratch. But we've been able to keep that momentum, keep players here who love Virginia Tech, and couldn't be more proud of our team and the women we're building each and every day.
And you've been part of women's basketball for a while, and you've seen it nationally now grow around the country. What would you say led to the rise outside of just Caitlin Clark and all of what she has done?
I think finally people are understanding the product we've had. We've had it for decades. We've had it for years. We always say if you give us that platform, whether that's TV, radio, you know, social media, you're going to love the product and the personalities of our players. These women still care about school. They want to get degrees. They want to be contributing members to society. So you can see just the rise, sellout arenas all around the country. And, you know, we've been fighting this. We've been telling you, just, you know, just give us a chance. You'll be shocked. And it's amazing how just much more educated people are. And, you know, you see the byproduct of it.
Tell us a little bit about the girls you brought with you today and why.
Yeah, Karis Baker and Carly Wenzel are both here, two returning players. They're going to be at the core of our leadership this year. We're going to have the ball in both their hands a lot. You know, they've been just tremendous with the transition from our coaching staff. And, you know, they want to be great. They do the right thing. And I just really appreciate their commitment to Virginia Tech.
What would you say is the goal for 2025 Virginia Tech women's basketball season?
You know, it's a little bit coach speak, but we're falling in love with the process. This is a marathon season. We know the ACC gauntlet is going to be incredible. So we have to, you know, just stay with each other each and every day, each and every week, stay healthy. We got to continue to lead our younger players and show them what it takes to be successful. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think good things will happen.
Here with Virginia Tech women's basketball coach, Coach Duffy. So last week there was big news about the athletics department adding all this money. Mm-hmm. How would you respond to somebody that asked, does Virginia Tech women's basketball have the NIL funds to compete?
Well, I think what we're very excited about is that, you know, all associated parties with Virginia Tech made a commitment to athletics. And if you're not changing and evolving and moving, like, you're going to be left behind. So it was very just super exciting for a head coach on the women's side to see there's going to be investment, you know, from football, men's basketball into women's basketball and on down. So, you know, I'm extremely grateful. I think it's the right decision. I think you have to be thinking like that. And then hopefully as we move forward, we're going to be making some strategic decisions that will help all parties involved. And I feel good about where we're at with women's basketball.
And how does the ACC stand up as a conference to the rest of women's basketball right now?
I mean, we're the top conference in women's basketball. If you look at tournament wins, if you look at tournament appearances, the amount of wins in the NCAA tournament, draft picks, we're right there up top. So, you know, from our side, you know, our goal is to get as many teams in the tournament and, you know, produce pros and you know, really have a great product out there.
That's the answer I wanted to hear, and probably the fan base as well. How important is the three-point shot for your team this season?
You know, I think like last year we relied on it a lot. I don't think we have to rely on it quite as much this year. I think we have a little bit more versatility with our guard play. You know, we love shooting the three, but we ought to make sure we have that balance of inside-outside.
Here with Coach Megan Duffy, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Richmond's home for the Hokies. What would be your message to the fan base in RVA?
Man, all of our fans, thank you so much. Come out to a game in Blacksburg, you know, to our Richmond crew. We love all our alums and supporters. You're not too far away, so thanks for supporting the Hokies.
How much do you keep in touch with some of your former players that have moved on?
I try and, you know, whether it's, you know, my time as an assistant coach or a head coach, I try and follow the girls, at least from afar. I have a lot of players playing overseas and professional basketball, so just supporting them, and it's really fun to see them start their own lives outside of, you know, just the college basketball world.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Go Hokies.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates, huge supporters of the Virginia Tech Hokies, and we are here with a Hokie live from Radio Row. It is Virginia Tech women's basketball player Carly Wenzel. What's up, Carly?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Glad to be here.
Absolutely, and had to be giving you some confidence to hear your coach say, hey, yeah, let's come back for Media Day once again.
Wow. Yes, it is. I love it here. I love my staff, my teammates, things like that. So I'm glad to be here.
How would you describe your years and your time at Virginia Tech so far?
I've loved it. I'm from a kind of bigger area, bigger city. So just being in such a more calm like spot, things like that. It's been nice. The fan base is obviously a different kind of vibe than, you know, you would get. Like, it's not calm in the slightest. It's very, everybody kind of knows who you are. Everybody is supportive of what you do, things like that. So you kind of walk around and you have a different kind of target on your back, not in a bad way in the slightest. You're glad to be here. You're glad to be at Virginia Tech with certain people around you. And I think Blacksburg just has the greatest people that I've kind of been encountered in my life. So I'm excited to be here. I've always loved the team and atmosphere and things like that.
Seems like you've had some really great mentors, right? So go back to your freshman year, right? You redshirted, but you saw an incredible accomplishment. What was that like?
Extremely eye-opening. I think to walk into college and be put on a platform of biggest women's basketball kind of tournament that you'd ever obviously ever witness. It was extremely nice to see. All the nerves were not there because I would, you know, it's like a fan being seated courtside. So it was extremely humbling to me and just eye-opening, understanding what it takes to be in that situation. Obviously I was behind Georgia Amore, and just learning from her every day, like again, you just are eye open to a lot of things and you just learn so much. And so that year was all about learning from me, all about getting my body right and things like that. And then just putting things into play, obviously carrying and understanding philosophies from certain coaches. And then when Coach Duffy got here, just her energy, like it made me want to stay. It made me want to continue being a Hokie and things like that. And so that's something that you think about every day you come into the gym and you know that someone's giving you their all. And that's exactly what I needed from a coach, and so that's why I decided to stay. And obviously she's helped my game grow so much, and just having two staff members like have played my position and things like that, like I'm just able to soak in so much, and I'm always kind of held to a certain standard, and that's just kind of how things are moving right now. I'm just held with certain things that I need to walk in and be doing every day.
Yeah, and you've certainly risen to the occasion and gotten better every year, and you certainly step into a leadership role right now. What's that going to look like?
I'm not perfect. I'm trying to continue growing in that sort of thing. But again, I have certain people around me mentoring me. allow me to be my best self. And so that's something that, you know, I continue to work on every day. But it's a lot easier when you have people around you that are willing to take criticism and willing to learn. Everybody on our team wants to kind of know everything, and they all have questions. They're all extremely open-minded. Even myself, like, I have Mackenzie Nelson coming up to me all the time, like, to just tell me what she's seeing or tell me what she needs more from me. And so for all of us from 1 to 13 to be able to hold each other to a certain standard, that's something you just don't see often. And that's what kind of makes great teams great.
Here with Carly Wenzel live from Radio Row here in Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off. So every year, Selection Sunday, for a lot of people, it's their dream, it comes true. I want to talk about the heartbreak, though, of last year. And what was that like to not hear your name get called in your team?
I would say we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We won games that we shouldn't have won, and then we lost games that we should have won. And so things like that, like, if you're not going to come out and kind of be your best every day, it will hurt you. But I think that goes to say how tough the ACC is as well. Any team can beat any team, and that's something that's said very often. And so I think last year was just a representative of that, and we have to come out this year with a different mindset and a kind of just ready for battle every day. We can't just have lapses, especially the small mental lapses that we were having towards the end of last year.
What would you say you wanted to improve on most in your game this offseason?
Definitely just my turnover rate, and just finishing, like, just taking the easy stuff. I think there were times where I over-penetrated a lot, and so that's something I've worked on all summer, and right now I'm getting kind of yelled at to shoot the ball, and I'm like, okay, coach, like, I'm shooting the ball. But it's just kind of taking the easy ones, like, no need to dribble if I have an open three, no need to go into the paint if I have an open pull-up, just small stuff like that has been what I've been working on the most, and I think that was something that I struggled with last year, and just putting people in the right positions, giving the ball to people when they're going to be successful, not putting my teammates into bad positions where either I'm going to get a turnover or they are, or even just dead ball turnovers, just kind of taking everything with every possession, but definitely putting each other in right positions, and on my end, just taking what's given.
It certainly feels like women's basketball has opened so many new doors recently. I wonder how much have you been paying attention to that? Like, did you watch the 3-on-3 at the Olympics, and were you like, is that something I could maybe do in the future?
I'm very big on WNBA, so I will watch, like, all of WNBA, anything. That's my thing. I kind of will go home, and the team's like, oh, y'all want to go to dinner? I'm like, okay, well, when I have class, and two, WNBA is on at 7. So that's something I'm really big on. I love kind of the pace and just the ball screen action. I think that's something I'm successful in. So my dad really wants me to go WNBA route or even just try. I'm very much want to go pursue my career, which is like FBI and everything. And my dad will be like, oh, well, did you watch the WNBA game? And I'm like, yes, dad. Like, so it's put in my mind all the time. All the people around me are like, oh, well, this translate and that translate, which I would agree. I just think it's extremely interesting. I think it's something that one I can just add to my game now. But just how successful people are becoming and how much of a platform that it has built has been extremely great to see.
What's it going to take to have a successful season this year for the Hokies?
Just work. I think that our work ethic will take us a long way. And even if we're not making shots, if we can disrupt on defense or just our pace, like if we can get people just off balance and things like that, which is something that we're really working on, I think our athleticism is a strength of ours. And so pushing the ball and just kind of not letting up, not walking into the court and just seeing who's going to punch first, coming in and being dominant will be our strength.
Carly, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies, and we are here in Charlotte for ACC tip-off. And it is a day of women's basketball. Here with us right now from the Lady Hokies, it's Karis Baker. What's going on, Karis?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing great. How does it feel to be here at Media Day?
Great. I mean, this is my first time, so I'm really excited to be here to represent Virginia Tech.
Got to feel like you arrived here with your coach telling you, hey, yeah, come on down. Let's represent Virginia Tech together.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was really excited to get the opportunity, especially to be with Carly. She's one of my closest friends on the team, so I'm just really excited.
How would you describe your play last season?
I would say just my versatility has been really important to me. I mean, working on that all the time in the off season, working on it during the season last year. So I'd say just being able to play in and out, take what the defense gives me, I think is really important. And also bringing that into year three is going to be kind of crucial for me.
How do you describe Coach Duffy's offense?
I would say Coach Duffy's offense is very versatile. You can have a four player playing three. You can have, honestly, anyone bringing the ball up. And then also our pace is really important. I think she wants to play fast, and so that's really important for us as well. So I would say the pace, and then just also the versatility that we have 1 through 5 girls that can play in and out. So, yeah.
How does that fit the way you like to play?
I love playing in and out. I think it's really important as a four to be able to shoot the ball, be able to bring the ball up a little bit to help the guards, and then just also be able to post up smaller defenders. So I say, I mean, Coach Duffy gives me a lot of leeway to do that, and I really appreciate her being able to understand my versatility, use my size to the advantage, and just working with her all the time on that is really fun for me.
You know, down low at the power forward position, it feels like every person has their favorite spot that they like to get the ball.
Yeah.
How would you describe that for you?
I would say on the perimeter, I like to get the ball on the wing. If I have an open shot right there, if I have a pick and pop, my guards are always finding me on a pick and pop. And then in the post, I would say just like kind of the short corner area, just having that little short corner jumper, or just being able to, like I said, take what the defense gives me. And that is, I would say those are my two favorite spots.
How would you describe what it's like playing basketball at Virginia Tech?
I mean, it's amazing. The environment is awesome. We have the best fans in the world. We're the best fans in the conference, and that's not even close. So I would just say the support that we have for women's basketball at our school, it's like no other. You don't see that anywhere else. And so I would just say I'm so grateful for our fans that come and show support all the time and just come up to us, even in the grocery store. They'll come up to us and say we love women's basketball so much. And like a couple of years ago, we couldn't say that women's basketball was as much as it is now. And so I would just say our support, the environment, playing in Castle every night is just like electric.
You mentioned that the support you get now, it's incredible, and it's been on the rise. How about you personally, like your friend group that you grew up with? Were they all big women's basketball fans? Have they started to get into it?
Yeah, my friends were big women's basketball fans. I would say now they're really into it. I mean, they know everybody on the team now. They watch every single game. It's so fun to know people in high school text me and I haven't talked to them in a while, and they'll say, hey, I watched your game was on at whatever is on TV, and I watched it with my friends, and I was like, oh, I know her. So just having that support as well outside of the Virginia Tech community is just amazing. So yeah.
What did you play growing up? Was it a lot of AAU? Was it a high school ball? What was it?
Yeah, I played high school and then also AAU. So that kind of helped me. I played AAU in New York, and I actually played with Mackenzie Nelson, who is on our team as well. So I've been with her for a while.
How would you describe the women's basketball AAU scene?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely growing as well. I think that is something that has also grown in a couple of years. When I played when I was younger, it wasn't as big, but now we have so many girls coming out of AAU who are top players in the country, coming into college, being All-Americans. I mean, it's kind of amazing to see how much it's grown and how much support that there is social media-wise as well.
We are here with Karis Baker from the Virginia Tech women's basketball team. How comfortable are you in Blacksburg?
So comfortable. Oh my gosh, I walk around and it's just like amazing just the support. Everyone is so nice. I mean, I'm from Connecticut, so New England, I mean, I'm not dissing New England. I love New England, but a lot of people in New England are not as nice as people in the South. So I would just say everyone is just so welcoming into everything I do. And then on top of that, being a basketball player as well, being an athlete, they're so supportive of everything we do. And so I'm just so comfortable walking around Blacksburg. It's amazing.
What would you say was your big moment on the court last year?
I would say the Miami game was kind of a breakthrough game for me. That was a fun game.
7 3-pointers?
Yeah. That was a fun game for me. Being able, that was our first away, Coach Duffy's first home or away game win. So that was really fun. And being able to have that at an away game. I mean, I like away games. It's kind of fun to be able to silence the crowd. So that was a fun game.
Yeah. I mean, did that feel like a heat check game? Was anything you tossed up was going in?
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning of the game, I think I missed like 4 shots and I was like, okay, maybe I should just stop. Maybe I should just like slow down a little bit. And then I found myself open and I was like, I mean, I got to keep shooting. So, and it worked for us. So.
Yeah. How do you describe that feeling when it's just going in like that?
Yeah. I mean, my confidence was like through the roof. I mean, at one point my teammates were throwing me the ball and just telling me to shoot it. So just having them around me as well, like just telling me to keep shooting. I mean, I feel like that's the reason why I made all those 3-pointers.
So I talked to Carly about this, and every year on Selection Sunday, a lot of people, it's their dream, right? Mm-hmm. It becomes a reality when you hear your name. But for a lot of teams also, there's the opposite side of it.
Yeah.
Personally, I would like to expand the field, all right? But what was that moment like on a devastating Sunday when you didn't hear your team name called?
Yeah, I would say for me, I was definitely disappointed. I was a little bit angry too, but I think after that feeling of just the disappointment and the frustration, I felt like we put a lot into the season and we didn't get the outcome that we wanted, but we also had a chip on our shoulder and I still carry that chip on my shoulder right now. Just having that in the back of my mind, sitting in that room with everybody there, and just not hearing our name called, I think that's definitely something I'm going to take into this season. And also just going into the WBIT, I mean, we were the number one seed. So having that chip on our shoulder as well. And then obviously we didn't have the outcome we wanted at the end of the season in the WBIT. But like I said, I'm taking that into this season as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those stories where it feels like it can really inspire a team the following season. Mm-hmm. Have you guys felt like you're closer because of that experience this offseason?
Yeah, I would say even bringing the transfers and freshmen, and obviously they weren't there last year, so they don't really understand what happened. But obviously they know we have such a passionate group about that, and we have our core that stayed and we decided to stay at Virginia Tech and just take what we can with the group that we have and then add a couple new additions. So just having that, I think they understand how frustrated and disappointed we were with last year and not getting our name called. So I think everybody honestly has a chip on their shoulder now.
Well, good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.